It's 7:44 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan playing Glass Animals and Heat Waves. Going to get highs of 7 degrees today, so certainly no heat wave. Bit of sunshine, maybe a few showers in there as well. A little bit of everything.
Everything.
A little bit of everything.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
You know, this game has a little bit of everything.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, questions, answers, prizes, presenters, callers.
This is the game where all you got to do is get the questions wrong. And if you top our leaderboard at the end of the week, which is tomorrow, you'll win 100 quid and gotta get it wrong board game. Currently on top is Dan with 16. He came on yesterday with his friend Tom. They were driving to Cavan doing some removals. Playing this morning is Karen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ah, Karen, it's great to hear from you. Top of the morning.
Oh, great to hear from you.
Really? No one has ever said that to us before.
Now, oh, yes.
Karen, can you paint a picture for us? What are you looking at right now?
I am looking at the office stroke bedroom in my house.
So do you do your work from the bedroom or is it from the spare bedroom?
Well, this is where my husband works from. It's my daughter's room. I'm actually an infant school teacher, so I'm going to be doing my commute to school very soon.
Oh, okay. And what school is it?
Our Lady of Victory's Ballymun.
And what time do you start at?
9, but okay. I have 2 kids to drop off first.
Okay, so we better get this game going then.
Busy morning, you don't have time to
waste. We listen every morning in the car, you see. So.
Ah, brilliant. What's the kids' names?
Amber and Jake.
Well, shout out Amber and Jake morning.
Absolutely.
Let's see how good your mammy can do. Right, these are the rules. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question, and you only got a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. Dan is on top with 16, 17 or more. Puts you in pole position going into tomorrow's game. Here we go.
How many members were in blue?
4.
Do your best Piers Morgan impression.
How's it going?
Who is the manager of Sheffield United?
Steven Gerrard.
Who is the lead singer of the 1975?
Madonna.
What noise does a crab make? Do your best impression of Mr. Krabs.
How's it going there in the woods?
What sport does Rory McIlroy play?
Golf.
Who is Prince Harry's brother?
Ryan Fleet.
What's 76 minus 6?
8.
13 plus 20 is 33. True or false?
False.
Sing a song that you sing on someone's birthday.
You are my sunshine.
Who has a song called The Business?
Westlife.
What would you put in a pencil case?
Your friend.
What cereal has the slogan Snap, Crackle, Pop?
Cornflakes.
Name a stop on the Lewis Green Line.
Dundrum.
What's the capital of Greece?
Germany.
What currency do they use in England?
Lira.
Who is Barack Obama married to?
Meg Ryan.
Okay, all right. Well, you, Karen, you do a fantastic impression of Mr. Krabs. I really, really enjoyed that.
I'm glad.
It's kind of like you were prepared to do it. It was brilliant.
Maybe. It came from somewhere.
Your whole life has led up to this moment to do that impression of Mr. Krabs.
It has.
And Karen, where is Amber and Jake at the moment?
They're hiding downstairs with Daddy, so I'm not distracted.
Playing a good old-fashioned game of hide-and-seek in the morning.
Absolutely.
I'm a big fan of that myself. It's just always worrying when nobody tries to find you and you're stuck in a cupboard for 4 days. Karen!
Yes.
It breaks my heart to tell you.
Oh, no.
Well, you got 14.
Oh, no.
Shukra.
Not a bad morning out.
1-2-1-2, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Okay, here we go, we're rolling.
My name is Graham O'Toole, this man is Nathan O'Reilly.
Morning!
Live across the city, this is the only way to start your day.
Hey, Spin, it's Tones and I, Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Hey, we're the Jonas Brothers. This is Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Hey, Spin, it's Anne-Marie, Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Hey, I'm Matt Damon, I'm Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Right, you ready?
Yeah, yeah! 1038 is your number one hit music station.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan is on.
Good morning, it is 8:05 and oh, this story is going to hurt a lot of people.
Oh no.
Chatting to a mate yesterday and he was telling me around, wasn't 2 weeks, but about 10 days ago, got a brand new iPhone 12.
How much would that be?
Just under $1,000, he was saying.
Oh my God.
And yesterday...
No.
Smashed it.
Oh. Oh.
One of those people, and we have one of those people in work, Nick Kay, doesn't want to put a cover on the phone.
Yeah.
Phones are sexy when they don't have the covers, but they're very likely to smash. And I said, what are you going to do? He goes, I've spent so much on the phone, I can't repair it yet.
Yeah.
10 days after spending under a grand on a brand new phone, he smashed.
It is funny you say about the OtterBox, because the phone I'm holding right now, what even is it?
iPhone 11.
Yeah, I'm not great at technology.
Is it your dad?
But
I was a producer, Callum, for anyone new to the show. Not just a random guy that knows Nathan's tech.
I dropped this the other day, but thankfully nothing happened to it.
That's the box.
Because of the OtterBox.
That's the box. So this morning, my mate, 10 days. How quick after getting a new phone or gadget, because you've got iPads, we talk about laptops, anything, did you break it? How quick after getting it did you break it?
I think this is going to be very traumatic for a lot of people.
It will be.
I don't know if it's going to help anyone talking about it.
Well, would it be therapeutic?
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
See what you did there.
It could be therapeutic. I don't know. Maybe it's better to talk about things. Did you smash your phone so soon after getting it or any other gadget? You can get us on 087 711 1038 this morning. That is the number. Get us on text, WhatsApp or WhatsApp voice note. Callum is producing us. Andrew looking after news. Tara's on entertainment. This is Anne-Marie with Don't Play on Spin. Don't play again. We're going to be opening up those phone lines for Spin's 5k phone call in about 15 minutes time. Guess the phone number, win 5,000 euro.
But right now, we want to know how quick after getting a new phone / gadget did you break it? Let us know. 087 711 1038. Maybe you can send us in a message on your broken phone. This is all because Graham was chatting to his friend yesterday who had bought the iPhone 12. I didn't actually know the price of an iPhone 12.
Under a grand.
Under a grand.
Yeah.
After 10 days.
Boom. Smash.
He smashed it.
Andrea joins us on the line. What did you break?
My latest phone was smashed after about 2 weeks. I've got two young kids under three, so one of them decided to pick it up and throw it across the room when it was about 2 weeks old.
Oh, no.
And the whole screen smashed.
Oh, so what happened then?
Well, because I'd only just gotten it, I couldn't really afford to get it fixed, so it's still technically smashed.
What type of phone is it?
It's a Huawei one.
We're Huawei friends, me and you. Well, people may laugh, but we stick by them.
And Andrea, were you underneath slightly impressed of your child being able to throw the phone across with such vigour?
They have a certain strength when it comes to throwing things, definitely, yeah, compared to them. They're both boys, so
they might
like
be
to throw things.
Future javelin throwers,
yeah,
for Ireland in the Olympics. So keep an eye on that one, Andrea.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you so much, Andrea.
Bye, bye, bye.
And David joins as well, talking about cracked phones. What happened to you, David?
Here, lads. I don't think anyone's going to beat this. My missus got a new phone. Well, it's a few years ago now. And literally, she opened it up in the car park, opened the car door, and dropped it. She had it less than 1 hour, and she smashed the screen.
Oh, yeah, you're not going to beat that. 1 hour. What do you do? Like, I actually think I'd just go back into the shop and say, I opened the box and I have a smashed phone here. But sir, we saw you outside. It's a glass door. We actually saw you drop that and smash it. Wasn't me.
What the hell? What kind of service is this?
I want my money back.
Customer's always right.
And I want a free phone.
Rachel joins us. Tell us your story.
Oh God, you've just brought back like the worst memory ever. I started a new job and they gave me a brand new phone. They also gave me a cover, but I put it in my pocket and I said, oh sure, I'll just get that sorted whenever I go to the car. I dropped the phone in the hallway of the office and it smashed. And it was my first day, so I didn't want to tell them. So I just picked it up and I walked out. And they also, they gave me like a brand new car for the job. So I said to myself, right, I'll tell them on Monday. This was a Friday. So I got into the car on Monday and I had myself ready to tell the boss that I had smashed my phone. And I crashed the car that they gave me on the way to work. So I had to go to work and tell them that I had smashed a brand new phone and wrote off a car that only had 150 kilometres on it.
Oh my God.
Can I ask, is that company looking for a new employee? New phone cover and a new car?
Poor Rachel. I wonder, did she keep the job? Let us know. Did you keep the job, Rachel? Amory joins us on the line. You got a phone. What happened?
I dropped my iPhone into a tub of paint after I bought it. I went back into the house and my brother was painting the stairs and it flipped out of my hand and into the paint.
Okay, so what sort of paint was it?
Like white paint.
Oh, so
did you put it in a bag of rice?
No, I didn't put it in a bag of rice. I literally ran right up the stairs and like after I dropped it into the paint, I dropped it into the sink.
Okay.
It was just an awful day.
So what happened? Did the phone completely break?
No, it actually kept working.
Serious?
Not bad.
Yeah, it just got stuck in the speaker, so I had to get the speaker fixed, but like the phone actually worked.
You take that.
I know.
Can I ask, how much was it to get fixed?
Oh, I think more than the phone was actually worth at that
stage. Oh, never good.
No, never a good situation.
Well, and so there's no more paint on it? Literally cleaned out?
No, it's absolutely cleaned out now.
It's not bad. Not bad at all, Anne-Marie. Thanks for sharing that one.
No worries.
See ya, Marie.
And we have Joanna on WhatsApp voice note as well, talking about breaking phones and gadgets.
Morning, Sven. A friend of mine, I won't name and shame her, got a new phone there, Jesus, many years ago. Took it out of the box, plugged it in. It said waterproof, so she got a glass of water and dropped the phone in the glass to see if it was waterproof. Turns out it wasn't.
Why do people try it?
Why?
Fair enough, if it gets to a point where you have to check is it waterproof, that's fine, but don't be throwing it into a glass of water. Look, we're going to be opening up the phone lines for Spin's 5K phone call in 3 minutes' time. First though, save your tears from the weekend on Spin. I saw you. Dermot Kennedy and Giants, good morning, it is 8:36 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Phone call. Let's try and give away some money, shall we?
If you can guess the phone number off the phone in studio, we'll give you 5,000 euro. Adam's playing this morning. How are you, Adam?
How's it going?
All right, Adam. I have a brother named Adam. Are you him?
I hope not.
How's our father?
You wouldn't like to be brothers with Nathan, no?
I don't know
how we can
handle it.
Oh, Adam, you and I, we'd have a great time. Visit the old folks after the pandemic. Nice old Sunday roast. Hey, Adam, pass the gravy, will you?
One euro not cooking.
Well, Adam, he could be giving you 5,000 euro now. You better stay, be nice to him.
You be nice to me, Adam. Kiss my feet. I'm sorry.
Adam, what will you spend the money on if you win the 5 grand?
Maybe I'll try to keep it for a holiday when we're eventually out of lockdown.
Yeah. Oh, yes. You and I, Adam. Arm in arm. Two brothers abroad. Sounds great. I'd be rubbing the sun lotion into your hairy back.
Okay.
Well, Adam, I want to know right now, what do you think the phone number is?
Okay, we'll go with 089-273-7419.
Okay. So you have the correct digits in there anyway, so you have checked it out. Let me go back again. 089-273-7419.
Yeah.
Happy with that? Okay, let's lock it in, Adam. No new numbers this morning, and it doesn't win you any cash at all. Adam, thank you very much for playing, though. Sorry you don't win anything.
No worries, lads. Have a good day.
See you, man. Take care.
So we go into Friday. Still 4 digits to go. Can you guess the number if you want to check out the correct guesses? Already, the number is filling up. Only 4 more digits to go. Head to our Instagram stories, official Spin 1038. You will see what digits are up there already. Adam did, but he didn't get any more. You could do tomorrow at 8:35. This is Tiësto and The Business on Spin. Let's get down, let's get down. So done, I'm done. Let's music now on Spin. The Kid Leroy is so done. It's your 10 to 2 and no repeat workday. And massive hits like this coming your way very soon. Nobody can drag me down. One Direction on the horizon. And still as catchy as ever from Doja Cat, Say So is coming your way very soon. And the latest release from Anne-Marie called Don't Play. It's going to play for you next right here on Spin. Oh, how good is that hit right there? Picture this. Things Are Different right here on Spin. That song cruising over 2 million global streams, and it's also the band's 8th top 20 hit. And to celebrate that, this Monday in the Late Late Show with James Corden, they will be performing live on the show. Always enjoy those performances in James Corden. It's a great crack. Speed with you right now. This is your 10 at 2 No Repeat Workday. Got that fresh release from Justin Bieber. It's going to play for you in 10 minutes time. And Dua Lipa, Break My Heart, is on the way for you next right here on Spin. I do apologise if this song really makes you want to go to a club, hopefully soon, but I just wanted to hear it out loud. It's that good. And it's been a while. It's Disciples on my mind. This is Spin. Have we established yet that any release this guy sets out is a certified banger? I think we have. It's Joel Curry right now on Spin featuring Ray. This hit is Beds. 905 in the evening. So if you're in your car right now with somebody else, here's a song both of you can sing along to, okay? One of you can be Ella Henderson and the other can be Tom Grennan. You'll both know your parts when they come up, okay? It's going to be worth it. Here's their fresh new hit on Spin. It's called Let's Go Home Together. I never have given you a second. Only 3 minutes away from Anne-Marie. It's coming up to 11 on Spin, and here's Mairead with the latest for you.
News. It looks like it will be the end of April or early May before non-essential shops or hairdressers have a chance of reopening. The Taoiseach says relaxing the 5 kilometre rule, some outdoor activities and construction are set to be the only areas to change.
The outdoor things that are open before indoor things, and things like shops and personal services like your hairdresser before things like hospitality.
1 in 4 people living in Dublin 8 require mental health support, according to new research. The study also shows 68% of residents say the pandemic has impacted their health and well-being negatively. Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine could be approved for use in the EU today. The EMA will consider authorising the injection, which is a single dose and easier to store than most other vaccines. Immunologist Dr. Lara Dungan says it's likely to get the green light later.
It's already been approved in a lot of other jurisdictions. It's being used in the United States. So I do think that the European Medicines Agency will approve the drug today.
And Irish consumers lost €22 million in online shopping fraud last year. Gardaí say up to 10 million online transactions were carried out over the Christmas shopping period.
Spin 1038.
There is a whole lot more entertainment with Star on Disney Plus, bringing you more TV series including Grey's Anatomy and Scandal, more movies like The Favourite and Die Hard 2, and brand new and exclusive originals Big Sky, Love Victor, Solar Opposites and Hellstrom. That means so much more drama, thrills and laughs all at your fingertips with Star on Disney Plus. All these plus more are now streaming for just $8.99 a month. 18 plus subscription required. T's and C's apply.
Spin Sport with OTB and GadgetInsurance.com.
Don't wait until your new phone gets smashed or robbed. Do the smart thing now and insure it with GadgetInsurance.com.
First up, in rugby, the Six Nations has agreed a deal with private investment house CVC to take a 14.3% stake in the business. The deal will be worth almost €56 million to the IRFU over the next 5 years. This development could increase the likelihood that the tournament goes behind a TV paywall. In soccer, Liverpool are into the quarterfinals of the Champions League. They beat RB Leipzig 2-0 on the night and 4-0 over both legs in their last 16 tie. And in horse racing, jockey Rob James has been given a 4-month ban by the HRRB for being captured mounting a deceased horse. He received a 12-month punishment suspended for 8 months. James has apologised for the video, which was recorded in 2016. For these stories and more, search OTB Sports in your app store now.
The Inside Story with Disney Plus.
Now including Star, a whole new world of entertainment with so much more to discover.
Hey, how's it going? It's Tara here with you on entertainment. Dani Dyer has said her dad stopped talking to her after she told him she was going on Love Island. On their podcast Sorted with the Dyers, he admitted he was still so angry with her when he was dropping her off at the airport. But it sounds like he got over it fairly quickly. Meanwhile, Ryan Murphy has released a first look image at Macaulay Culkin on set for the new season of American Horror Story. He simply captioned it, "Something wicked this way comes." A release date for the new season hasn't yet been announced. And finally, Dixie D'Amelio told Jimmy Fallon that she was so embarrassed of her sister Charlie when she first joined TikTok.
She started at a time where TikTok was still really embarrassing. Oh, and I was really embarrassed that she was posting, and my friends at school were very into what she was doing. And I was like, oh my gosh, she's so weird, blah, blah, blah.
That's so funny, because now they are two of the biggest stars on the app. For all your entertainment, remember to follow Spin Online to stay in the know.
Spin 103.8's five-word weather with coverandaclick.ie.
Low-cost car insurance for young drivers.
The weather is very changeable.
Let's go! Go! Yeah!
Come on!
Make some
then here we go.
Steve Kang checking in. Let's kick it off. Glass Animals, Heat Waves on Spin.
10 spin hits in a row with Steve Kang.
Spin 103.8. We play hit music now.
Ice, lemonade, my neck was dripping.
Hey, it's Joel Corey. Here's my hit, Head and Heart on Spin.
Yeah. Oh my God, oh my God, this
Thanks for hanging out. Steve K here. 10 spin hits in a row. The Weeknd, Save Your Tears, going to play after Rare from Selena Gomez.
Baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Paul Wolford, Diplo, Looking for Me. Well, you found me. Here I am. And Spin's 5K phone call. You know, it's $5,000 of cash you could win. Your next chance to play is tomorrow morning. Fully charged. Graham and Nathan, just after 8:30. And to help you out in winning this cash, have a look. Spin1038.com/win and Spin's Instagram as well. Dua Lipa, Da Baby, Levitating to come. And the latest song from Nick Jonas, Spaceman, on the way.
Let's go!
Spin 103.8
with Tesco Click and Collect. Simply shop online and pick up in the car park for free. Click, park, pick up. Fully charged with Graham and Nathan.
Have you gone to a gig for the support act? Tanya got us on WhatsApp voice note.
I bought a ticket for Robbie Williams, and the reason why I bought a ticket was to go see the beautiful South.
No.
You left. A Robbie Williams gig?
I don't even know what beautiful stuff is.
Don't marry her, that's me.
Wait a second, I have it here.
Yeah, I'm correct. Don't marry her.
Oh, no. I would like to apologize.
Oh, we are so sorry
Let's
for that.
Let's take a song.
Oh, my.
Fully charged.
Back tomorrow when you wake up.
Or you can catch up on the daily podcast when you're ready with Now TV.
Stream TV worth staying in for.
Spin 103.8.
Harvey Norman, your home.
T's and C's apply.
We play hit music now and all day.
Spin 103.8.
Baby, do a leap and make them dance when they come on.
Country.
The Zoo Crew with Jazz and Laura.
Home of the biggest hits and the biggest prizes at night.
And it feels so good.
This is the Zoo Crew
with Jazz and Laura
on Spin.
All right, here we are. Welcome along to the show. Jazz and Laura checking in. It's the Zoo Crew. And can I just say, what a mad bloody day.
All four seasons in one day. Like, it was absolutely crazy. I went out, I got rained on, I got sunned on. Pretty sure I got snowed on, and there was a lot of wind going on.
This is Spin 103.8. Don't forget, we've got $5,000 up for grabs. Spin's 5K phone call. Make the phone ring and that cash is yours. Play every morning on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan from 7 a.m. right now. Welcome to the Zoo Crew. It's Jazz and Laura.
And inside the next 15 minutes, we are going to be doing Get Jazzy On It. I'm going to be giving Jazz a mystery topic that he has to go off and investigate and present a short presentation on that. And I'm really excited. It's coming up in 15.
It's good to see everyone getting involved and getting to grips with technology as it progresses. In the last year or so, I got a smart speaker for the gaff. Got a few of them, actually. The Alexas, they're great, great. And the personal assistants.
Oh, they're brilliant, yeah.
Turn on the lights, turn on the telly. turn off the lights, turn off the telly. That's about
they're
as far.
They're very smart, you might say.
They are, they're great. And, you know, even priests have been getting involved with them and, you know, having them as part of their sermons and stuff. However, things don't always go to plan. A priest who was doing mass, live streaming mass in Donegal, Father Pat Ward, I assume he just had like an Alexa or a smart speaker on the altar with him, and I'm pretty sure it just picked him up as he was starting mass, because this is absolutely brilliant. Take a listen to what happened when he was just kicking off his mass.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Okay. It's Black the Ripper, Slash Samson, Good Child on Productions. Check the freestyle, look.
Black the Ripper. Anyway, a bit of rap in the morning wakes you up. Anyway, still nice to see you all here on in Bordenport this morning. I hope that didn't do anybody's blood pressure any difficulty there.
So it clearly just picked up, and him saying, and in the name of the Father and the Son, it just thought he was saying, Alexa, can you play? And I'm pretty sure that song is called like young prophet or something like that. So clearly, by saying all these holy words,
it thought
the Father was asked, the priest was asking him to play a song. But I love, in fairness, an absolute pro. He managed to stop it within 5 seconds, which is tough, because when Alexa's going off, you have to like, Alexa, stop, shut up, Alexa, turn it off, and she doesn't know what you're on about half the time. He managed to control it, but also he kept his cool, and he's like, little bit of rap in the morning certainly wakes you up.
Do you think that he listens to rap when he gets up in the morning and then it just like automatically maybe just like started playing in his pocket? Like maybe it was connected to his phone and then maybe he hit off his phone in his pocket and it just said press play and then it started going. Like, is that what happened?
Perhaps. I don't know. I think it might have just picked up his words. Then I was thinking, what other tunes would have been good for the start of a mass? And I was like,
The way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me.
Justin Bieber, Holy.
Feel so holy, 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 holy.
It could certainly kick off your mass like that. Or what about Kanye? Jesus Walks. Certainly could. Or what about, any guesses?
Prayer in C.
Yay! There you go. Or you could take it right back. This certainly would be a lively mass and a bit of a throwback mass. T-Pain, Church from years ago. Oh, wait. So I don't know, maybe Father Pat Ward could he could start giving a musical mass.
Could you imagine that? That would certainly wake you up in the morning for sure.
It certainly would. Right, get Jazzy on. It is on the way right now. Picture this. Things are different on Spin.
Here we go.
Spin 1038.
Fully charged with Graham and Nathan.
Maybe the dog had a vindaloo the night before.
Oh no.
And no bag would be able to clean up what happened. There was a lot of, oh no. And I started to look up and watch. Then I heard the man say in the front garden, oh, just wait there, I'll go inside to get some tissues.
No, get some water.
So he went inside. The woman, she locked eyes with me in the car, put her finger to her mouth and went, shh, and walked away. The guy came out.
No one was there. It was just this pooey puddle.
Goes, where's she gone? I shrugged.
Oh, you are a spy.
Shame on you.
Let me feel your love.
Fully charged.
Back tomorrow when you wake up.
Or you can catch up on the daily podcast when you're ready with Now TV.
Stream TV worth staying in for.
Spin 1038.
A dog like me isn't easily impressed. But your man doesn't say to me, don't open.